Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of February, 1969. The title is The Method for Experiencing the Avyakt Meeting. The Method for Experiencing the Avyakt Meeting. Bhaptada says, all of you are the embodiment of love, are you not? Love that is based on knowledge is real love. The sweetness of your love even pulls Bhaptada here. One desire is visible within the hearts of all the children. What is that? Many children have sent a message that Baba should give them the experience of his subtle region. The time to fulfill this desire of all the children has now come. Would you say that all of you will become trance messengers? No. Children will have the experience of the subtle region, but on the basis of a divine intellect. The alaukik experience you have now will be all the more beneficial, alaukik and unique, when it is based on a divine intellect. And so, all the children who have a desire to meet Avyakt Bap Dada can do so. How can you do that? The method for this is simply to sit in remembrance at Amrit Vela and have the thought that you are now going to have a meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada. Just as when you knew the time for meeting Sakar Baba beforehand, you never used to feel sleepy. Instead, your intellect would keep that awareness before the meeting. In the same way, if you want to have the experience of an Avyakt meeting, a very easy method for this is to become stable in the Avyakt stage and have a heart-to-heart conversation. You will then experience as though you are truly talking to the Father. And in this heart-to-heart conversation, just as the trance messengers are shown some scenes, in the same way, you will have the experience of deep, entertaining, significant aspects through the yoga of the intellect. But one thing is essential in order to have this experience. What is that? Do you know? Only those who are stable in the Avyakt stage and introverted throughout the day will be able to remain stable in the Avyakt stage at Amrit Vela. Only they will be able to have this experience at Amrit Vela. If you have love and the desire to meet Bap Dada, this is a very easy method. Those who want to do it can do it and can attain the experience of a unique meeting. The sounds from the heart of some children reach Baba whilst he is sitting in the subtle region. You must be thinking that Shiv Baba is very hard, but whatever happens is beneficial and significant. This is why on hearing the sound that reaches here, I smile. Is Bap Dada free from attachment? Are all of you children free from attachment? Have you become free from attachment? How can there be a meeting if Bap Dada is free from attachment and the children have pure attachment? Does Bap Dada have pure attachment? Sakar Baba had pure love for the children. Does Shiv Baba not have it? Does Bap Dada have it? The children replied, it is not the same as ours. Bap Dada has even greater pure attachment than the children have. But there is a difference between Bap Dada and the children. When children have pure attachment, they become the embodiment of it. They either become loving or they become detached. But Bap Dada is both loving and detached at the same time. When this difference that remains is finished, what will you become? Introverted, avyakt, and alaukik. Now there is some feeling of being laukik that gets mixed in. But when you remove this difference, you will be seen as the alaukik and angelic, subtle angels. You can become angels even while staying in this corporeal world? You may then say, why did you go and become an angel in the subtle region? You could have become that here. But no, whatever is the task of the children suits the children the best. Whatever is the father's task is done by the father. Children now have to reveal the results of their study to others. Does a teacher not have to reveal the study? A teacher has to teach the study, and the students have to reveal that study. It is the Shaktis and the Pandavas that have to be put into a showcase. Bap Dada is incognito anyway. There is the thought in everyone's heart that the scenes of the drama should now pass, and the drama should come to an end very quickly. But will it move fast? Is this possible? Will it? Is it possible? Whatever is destined will remain destined. But this much is visible in the predestined destiny. If there is a thought, like a kalpa ago, then together with the thought, you must definitely have made fast efforts. And therefore, there is also the thought that we should complete the scenes of the drama very fast and become residents of the subtle region. You definitely have to become that. But do you children have so much power that you are able to pull the subtle region in the corporeal world? Can you create a map of the subtle region in the corporeal world? Each one of you has many desires. All of these reach Bap Dada. Just as there is a very big telegraph and telephone office in the corporeal world, in the same way, the telegrams of pure thoughts reach Bap Dada in the subtle region. What has to be done now? Some children even ask questions for the welfare of others. Some children become confused because they were told through Sakar Baba that the subtle region does not exist. So where has Baba gone? From where does he come to meet us? Where are the messages sent to? Why is bhog offered? There is significance in this also. Where and why did he go? The main reason for this is that, as all of you must have seen, when little children like something very much, and they chase after it, even though it is a very good thing, when they like it beyond limits, and they chase after it, what are they then told? The thing is hidden from their vision, and they are told that it does not exist. They are told this so that the extra love they have for that thing is then put right. In the same way, at present, many children cling to these things. And so, in order to free them from that, they were told by Sakar Baba that the subtle region does not exist. This was told to the children in order to move their intellect away from these things. But this doesn't mean that when something is hidden away from the children, that thing finishes. No, this is a method to free you from something that you cling to. This was a method too. If the subtle region does not exist, why do you offer bhog? Why is this system still maintained? When there was any task about to take place, why did Baba himself also ask for a message? It doesn't mean that the subtle region does not exist. The subtle region does exist, but instead of going to and coming from the subtle region, you now have to become a resident of the subtle region. This is Bap Dada's hope in the children. There shouldn't be a lot of coming and going. This is not accurate. Instead of coming and going to and from the subtle region, you yourself must become a resident of the subtle region. So in what is there an income? Baba observes the income of the children and makes them worthy of earning an income. This is why you have been told everything of significance. So do you now understand why you were told this and what it actually is? Experience the subtle experiences of the subtle region. Experience the subtle stage. The desire for coming and going is temporary. Instead of this temporary desire, why do you not constantly make yourself a resident of the subtle region? You will then have many wonderful experiences by being a resident of the subtle region. And you yourself will say that there is such a lot of difference between this experience and the experiences of the trance messengers. Theirs is not an income. Yours is an income and also an experience. So is it better to attain two things at once? Or do you still have the desire for only one thing? Some children even have this question in their mind. Bap Dada used to say that he will take all the children with him. But now he has gone away. But has Baba gone away? He cannot go to the land of liberation without the wedding procession and the children. Can Baba go alone without the wedding procession? Is the wedding procession ready? Until now, you have only heard that he will go with the wedding procession. The wedding procession is now getting ready, and so how can Baba go alone? Now the task of establishment will continue from the subtle region in a subtle form. Until the task of establishment is complete, Baba will not return home without having attained success in the task. Baba will go with you, and then what will he do afterwards? Do you know what he will do? He will go with you and stay there with you and then come into the world with you. Children have a song that they will never let go of the hand and the company. This is the children's promise as well as the father's promise. Baba cannot break his promise. Are there any more questions? In fact, as time goes by, everything will be clarified. Some children even have the question in their mind whether Baba will take another birth. Will he take another birth? Will he take a birth like your mamma did? What does the reasoning of your mind say? Can you see the destiny of the drama? Can you see it even slightly? Since all of you say to everyone that you are the children of the Father, who knows the three aspects of time, can you not see what is in the future? What should happen according to the reasoning of your mind? Become stable in the avyakt stage and say yes or no, and you will get the answer. In this way, Bap Dada asked three or four people. The majority thought that Baba would not take another birth. Do you want a reply today or later? There isn't any upheaval, is there? This is also a game that is created. Little children throw stones in a pond and play with the ripples. And so this is also a game. Baba is throwing stones in the form of questions into the churning of you children and is creating ripples in the ocean of your intellect. Bap Dada is watching the game of these ripples. Now together with all of you, Baba will be engaged in the task of establishment in the avyakt form. Whilst there is the part of establishment, Baba is with you in the avyakt form. Have you understood? Baba also projected Mama into the subtle region. Do you know what conversation took place? Just as in the corporeal world, in the corporeal form, Mama used to tell Baba to remain sitting and they would finish all the work. In the same way, she said the same thing in the subtle region. We will do all the work that remains for the establishment. You must simply continue to entertain the children. She used to say this in the corporeal form also. The same heart-to-heart conversation took place in the subtle region. There must be this question in the minds of all of you. Where has our mama gone? It is not the time for this secret to be revealed. You will be told after some time where she is and what she is doing. She is a helper in the task of establishment, but with a different name and form. Acha, it is now time to go. Today, in the subtle region, there was a fragrance from a distance from the early morning. Baba was seeing how the things were being prepared with a lot of love. Did you see it? Did you tour around the bhandara, the kitchen? It wasn't the fragrance of the food, but it was the fragrance of love. This love becomes eternal. Your love is eternal, isn't it? Everyone's remembrance reaches here, but a certain stage is needed in order to receive the response. You receive an instant response, just as when Baba was in the corporeal form, and when the children used to say, "Baba," they instantly received a response. So even now, you receive a response instantly, but in between, you have to let go of the corporeal form, and then you will be able to hear the response. Now, there is the experience of doing even more service in all four directions. Now, because of being avyakt, one quality has increased. Do you know what that is? Previously, Baba used to know the external things only. Now he knows of the things inside everyone also. In the avyakt stage, there is no need to know anything. Everyone's chart is automatically visible within a second. This is why it is said that one virtue has increased from before. In the avyakt stage, the stomach is filled simply by having the fragrance. Acha. Today, one main advice has been given to the children. You have to do service anyway. This aim is in the intellects of all the children, and you will definitely fulfill that aim. But in that aim being fulfilled, there will be an obstacle in between. Do you know what that is? What is the main obstacle that creates an obstruction in service? It doesn't come to everyone, but to the majority of you. Baba is telling you of that obstacle beforehand. Always pay attention whilst doing service to the thought, "I did this. Only I can do this." To have this consciousness of I is called the arrogance of knowledge and the arrogance of the intellect and the arrogance of service. As you go further, there will be obstacles in these forms. Therefore, from the beginning, do not let this main obstacle come. So constantly remember one term, "I am an instrument." Only by being an instrument can you maintain a stage of being incorporeal, egoless, humble, and free from waste thoughts. If there is the thought that "I did this," if there is I, do you know what will happen then? Just as by being an instrument, you are able to create a stage of being incorporeal, egoless, and free from waste thought, in the same way, when there is the feeling of I, there will be arrogance, the feeling of wilting and depression. What will the result of that be? The result of that would finally be that you die even though you are alive. This is why, in order to be free from the spinning, remember the discuss of self-realization. Because just as you became a Maharathi, Maya will also come to you in a Maharathi form. Baba, in the sakar form, showed you by performing actions till the very end. What actions did he show you? Do you remember? What teachings were given? To be incorporeal and humble, and to relate to one another with love. Create a gathering of mothers, just as the training classes for the Kumaris have been created. In the same way, create a gathering in Madhuban of the mothers who can become helpers and who are helpers. There should be a gathering of mothers along with a gathering of Kumaris. Baba has to come at the time a gathering takes place. Seeing the love, you remember the drama. When the drama comes in between, you become silent. What would be the state if you were affected by the love? A river would be created. But no, drama. Whatever actions I perform, everyone else will perform the same. This is why you become silent. If everyone were to be together, then the experience of Baba's Karmatit stage, according to the drama, would have been something else. But it was destined to be like this, and this is why there were very few in front of Baba at the final moment. Even though they were in front of Baba, it was as if they were not in front of Baba. Baba has love even while he is in the subtle region, and he will continue to have love. It is imperishable. But you heard how the drama takes your love into silence, and this silence brings power. We will meet again in the corporeal form there. We are now meeting in the avyakt form, and then we will meet in the corporeal form in Satyug. You are able to remember that scene, are you not? We will play, go to school, and meet one another. You, the light of the eyes, continue to see the scenes of Satyug in the subtle region. Whatever the father sees, the children also see that and will continue to see it. You now have to become the form of volcano. The form of the volcano is your memorial. Do you know who the goddess of volcano is? All you Shaktis have to become the goddesses who are like the volcano. You have to ignite such a fire in which the iron-aged world burns away. Acha, Om Shanti.